knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot!
We're knights of the round table, we dance where we're able. We do routines to call the scenes, to footwork impeccable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table, our shows are for mid-able. The many times we give and rhyme, for our quiet dancing able. We're off from mad in Camelot, we sing from the diaphragm.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Jared Moore here, our third hour. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable on Tuesday, the 13th of June. The purpose of today is to read the book with the following title, World Without Cancer. I say again, World Without Cancer. The protocols on how to not get cancer are in there. The protocols I follow 7 days a week, 365 days a year. The author of the book is G. Edward Griffin. Steve Bannon has not joined us yet. I expect him to jump in here at any moment and join us with some updates on the assassination of John F. Kennedy and possibly Robert Kennedy as well. We will find out. Meantime, we'll have open lines here at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 512-248-8252. If you're a regular listener, you've heard that there's new advertising on Republic Broadcasting. That's a good thing because advertising is what pays the bills. In the meantime, we're not quite completely self-sufficient yet. We're working at it diligently. If you like what you hear, please consider becoming a regular monthly donor to Republic Broadcasting. It will help us a lot and keep us on the air, keep this whole thing going. Go to the Republic Broadcasting website. You'll find a PayPal donation button there and an address that you can mail a check or a money order to. It'll help us out a lot. I've never talked to Steve that much about the Antarctic. He has some interesting connections and sources, and it's something I really need to make a priority. Let's talk more to Steve Bannon about his knowledge of the Antarctic and what it really means. Who's down there? What are they doing? What control do they exercise? I really do believe it's one of the keys to understanding this world of ours. I was at a fundraiser for General Flynn down in Dallas a few years ago. The room was set up with banquet tables, 8 people per table, and the guy sitting next to me was a retired Air Force C-130 pilot. So during our conversation, I asked him, I said, "You ever been to the Antarctic?" He said, "Oh, yeah, John, many times." I said, "Can you tell me what you took out of there?" He said, "No, John, I signed non-disclosure agreements. I can't tell you what we took out of there." There's a number of reasons to be in the Antarctic. One is the archaeological findings down there. As I've said a number of times, I will again. And archaeology has two jobs. One is to recover ancient technology. The others to keep us from finding out about it. We're now rejoined by my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff's website is jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. His book for sale at Amazon. And welcome back, Jeff.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Okay, good to have you back. We expect Steve Bannon to join us at some point here. He's kind of on hold. I'm not sure what all he's up to this morning. Jeff, ever since you went public with your knowledge of the international comms conspiracy, you've taken heat for that, haven't you, sir?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's you got to be prepared to have your job threatened or to lose your career.
Absolutely. Well, if you attempted to stay in public education in the state of California, your career would have either been very severely limited or just done away with, wouldn't it?
Well, it basically, at one point I couldn't get full-time employment teaching, in that's how they fix you, so you right. Can't get work.
Right, right. Well, that's
basically blacklist you.
Pretty severe penalty there. Jeff, we got a caller on hold here. We got JB in Missouri. Good morning, JB.
Good morning. When it comes to people like George Bush Sr., who handed the instructions for the neutron bomb over to his Chinese correspondent. When it comes to Biden, Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Alejandro Mayorkas, Kamala Harris, the Clintons, Obama, etc., why is it people keep talking about impeachment? Why are they not talking about trying and convicting for treason, for their treasonous behavior?
Jeff, you want to take that?
Yeah, it's because the big thing that has happened to us is that we've had the idea of our enemy taken away from us. That's what my book, The Fool and His Enemy, is about. You can't convict somebody of treason if you can't establish that you have an enemy to whom he has been colluding. Because remember, treason is defined as adherence to the enemy, right? So who's the enemy? Well, the domestic left doesn't want to admit that communism was really ever an enemy. This was a Red Scare. This was McCarthyism. You can't say communists are the enemy. This is horrible. So the only enemy you're allowed to say that we have is Nazis. And they were wiped out in 1945. So we don't have any enemies technically. So how can you ever – that's why we haven't had a conviction for treason since the Rosenbergs, you know, have anybody executed for treason. I mean, I think there have been – you know, spies have been caught during the Cold War, but they were convicted for espionage. So treason is a very special kind of crime in which you have to actually have the idea of an enemy. And the only way we can reestablish that is if we actually have a declaration of war against someone. And then watch out, you know, because if the Democrats are in charge, they'll say Trump, you know, if we end up with a war with Russia, they've colluded with Russia and the Soviet Union for decades, saying that it's a red scare if you say Russia's a threat to America. But now that they're now the enemy of Russia, so-called, you can't believe a word out of their mouths, they say Trump colluded, the Republicans collude, then they can arrest them as for treason, right? Because they're colluding with our enemy. And this is the flip. This is the big switch that has happened over the last decade.
So now that we are aware of the Chinese Communist Party and their activities in this country and how they have infiltrated our culture, our politics, can we not convict them for treason?
No, because we have to be at war with China. And you just watch, they're going to make it out that conservatives are colluding with the Chinese too. And they're going to claim that they've been consistently opposing China all along. They're going to flip the narrative just like they have with Russia. They're still colluding with Russia. I mean, look, the administration wants to give Ukraine aircraft, which are completely useless in Ukraine, because if they gave them better HIMAR rounds, they might attack Russia with them. Well, you mean an F-16 can't attack Russia? No, an F-16 is useless in that battlefield because it is the most intensive anti-air missile battlefield ever known. You can't fly aircraft in that battlefield. So we give them something that's useless. We give them, you know, we don't give them what they need to actually win the war. You know, that a month into the war, when everyone thought Ukraine was going to collapse, the administration didn't want to do anything for Ukraine. It was basically countries like Poland and the UK, and the fact that they had villainized Russia as a deception, because the war there was supposed to end in weeks. The Russians, everyone thought they would win in a matter of weeks. That was going to be over. They weren't supposed to be put in this position of having to actually do something to hurt Russia. But they dug a pit and they fell into it themselves. They had made a big deal about Trump being a Russian puppet. Now they could not do anything to help out their friends in Moscow. And this is what they've been stumbling themselves. Look, at the first thing that Biden gave when finally he had to give something to Russia, he gave pistols and rifles and small arms ammunition, $5 billion worth, if you can believe it. They didn't need that. They make their own. I mean, and then finally, when they were asked to get the HIMARS, the Biden administration said no. Well, the British and Polish threatened to embarrass the administration over that. Well, they can't be caught trying to flak for Russia. So they had no choice but to hand over 12 of them, right? 12 artillery pieces. Changed the whole war because of the way those things worked. They weren't supposed to be that effective. So, and we have, I don't think they've even received a single tank from us yet. So
So you see, there's the publicized help that we give, and then there's the reality. You know, we've sent them military vehicles that the tires are rotten. You know, we've sent them things that don't work. So, you know, but we've had to send them things that have worked, some things. And that has really hurt the Russians, because the Russians couldn't even beat them when we weren't sending anything. So they have to follow this script. The Biden, look, Biden's helping China. Look, in the papers, China and Russia are aligned. Before Putin invaded Ukraine, he went to Beijing at the beginning of the Winter Olympics last year, and they announced that they were the most powerful combination of powers since World War II. You can look that up. So, look, it's Russia and China together again, and it is really serious. But they had this misstep, and their buddies can't help them because their buddies were told to pretend to be against them and accuse Trump of being with them. And you know, there's some kind of scam coming down the pipe with this.
John.
Okay, JP, any follow-up on that?
Go ahead. Yeah, I'd like to know your thoughts, John.
Well, prosecution for treason would come from the Department of Justice, which is, my opinion, thoroughly compromised by the communists as well. And I don't expect that to happen unless there's some very deep changes within the Department of Justice.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for the call. Call number is 512-248-8252. What direction would you like to go next, Jeff?
Well, you were talking about Antarctica before the break.
Yes.
Did you hear this new whistleblower on UFOs?
I've heard about it. I haven't heard the firsthand. No. No.
Yeah, this guy, what is his name? It begins with the G-R-U. I can't remember his name, but I saw an interview done with him, and I saw an analyst analyzing his behavior to see if he was being deceptive and lying, and the guy was kind of, well, there's certain things that concerned him, but it could be just the stress of what he's doing. But it's apparently, according to reporters, other people in the government are emerging to say that there are these craft that have been recovered by the U.S. government and that they are alien craft. And then you have Bob Lazar's testimony from 1989. Bob Lazar was a physicist who claimed to have worked on a flying saucer that was
David Grush.
Yeah, that's right. The guy. David Grush. And of course, Grush is a member of the intelligence community. Was in good standing. I don't know what now. What's really odd is the government almost seems to be almost cooperating in establishing his credentials, and with other officials emerging, one wonders if there's not disinformation injected into this. But hopefully, see, it's very funny. We hear all this. It's rumor. It's allegation. Where's the beef? You know, show us the evidence. Show us what they've got.
Right.
But I wanted to say one thing about Antarctica, which you talked about things being taken out of there. Bob Lazar, in his interview with Joe Rogan, made this amazing statement when he said that he had the understanding that some of these UFOs, maybe all of them, as far as he knew, were from an archaeological dig. The flying saucer he was working on, the propulsion system and the technology, was from an archaeological dig.
Right.
Now, that's pretty crazy.
Well, yes and no. Even mainstream archaeology will show you that about every 3,500 years, five or six civilizations collapse and five or six civilizations begin. And that's well known in even mainstream archaeology. It's also well known that nuclear devices were set up on this planet 12,000 years ago. A friend of mine visited Kashmir on vacation. He says, John, they sell souvenirs in the local souvenir shops commemorating nuclear devices set off in Kashmir 12,000 years ago. So high technology has existed on this planet in the past. The ancient Sanskrit writings Many of them sound like maintenance manuals for 747s, and only
well,
about.
Well, they talk about the Vimanas in the Mahabharata, I believe.
Correct.
And there's a description of a war where these flying things fire spears at each other or arrows, missiles at each other, and they destroy cities and etc. So,
correct.
It's Oppenheimer, when they tested the atomic bomb, the Trinity tests in 1945, he quoted from the Sanskrit a translation when they did that. So
there's only been about 5% of these Sanskrit writings have been translated in English. I wish it was a higher priority to translate more of them, but apparently it's not. And, of course, we have these high-level officials, dignitaries, going to Antarctic the fall of 2016. John Kerry, Secretary of State, there on Election Day 2016. Within a few weeks, Vladimir Putin, the Pope, and the head of the Eastern Orthodox Church, all in the Antarctic within a few weeks of each other, with no public explanation why. That makes any sense anyway.
That was all in 2016? They all went there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's well documented. And, of course, as I mentioned, most men and women aren't at a high enough level in business or government to warrant a press release when they travel to the Antarctic. Men of that stature don't go anywhere unless there's a really good reason, Jeff.
Yeah, I remember when my dad was who passed away last month, was a film producer, and at one point he was going to have to film something in Antarctic, in Antarctica, and he said, "You want to go with?" And I thought, oh, yeah, I want to go with. This was in the 1980s, I think.
Right.
And it ended up being canceled. But I remember him looking at the bureaucratic paperwork, the complexity of going down there. Even then, it was really – I think it dissuaded him from doing it.
Well, it's did you hear me talk about Google Earth, Jeff?
No.
Okay. Well, have you ever used Google Earth yourself?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
It's like flying an airplane, isn't it?
Yeah. You can look at anything from space using satellite images that have taken of places.
Anything in quotation marks. If you fly the Google Earth airplane over the Antarctic, you'll find hundreds of square miles blacked out, Jeff. Did you know that?
I think I had heard that, yes.
Yep. And that's the way it is. They obviously don't want us to see the penguins copulating, right?
Well, could it be? I mean, it's very difficult to have a polar orbit satellite. Could it be that they just don't have satellite coverage over it?
Well, it's left, right, top. You know, you see to the left, you see to the right, you see top, you see bottom, but you don't see the blanked out part. We got a caller on hold here, Jeff, for a second question. Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi. Well, I was kind of want to finish up what we were talking about before about President Trump declassifying JFK stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I've looked up the Department, American Bar Association, what they think about it, and they said that there's nothing to stop them. But it says that they have not yet. The only thing they haven't yet decided on is if you can do it without. Let's see, how does it go? It's not yet been challenged in court. So I'm thinking that that's what they're doing now. Is they want to challenge it in court, and the only thing that it sounds like they try to protect the nation from nuclear information. Well, when you look at all that, it's just talking about the production and military reacting and space reactors. It just sounds like it's something technical about nuclear radiation.
I can't really understand her.
Yeah, we don't understand your question. We need to summarize your question after the break here, Pat. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Let's talk debt versus deficit. I'm Peter Serafine with another Liberty Minute. The national debt is like your credit card balance. It is the amount of money owed if you pay it off right now. The national debt limit is like your credit limit. It is the maximum amount you are allowed to borrow. The 14th Amendment says that the public debt shall not be questioned. It does not say that increasing the debt can't be questioned or challenged. Every time we approach the debt limit, politicians on both sides say that we will default on our debt if we don't raise the limit. Well, that's only true if government keeps spending on everything that they want. Only two expenses are specifically authorized by the U.S. Constitution: the public debt and national defense. Constitutionally, everything else is optional. Pay the debt payment and the national defense expense and budget what's left. No debt increase needed. Don't let politicians lie to you so that they can keep spending your money with reckless abandon. Please visit the shop at liberty-lighthouse.com and pick up a bumper sticker or t-shirt. Until next time, Cephas Paschev, Parabellum.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
By the Energy Cleaner, the Father's Day sale on Energy Cleaner is in effect right now until midnight the 19th. $25 off Energy Cleaners, 25% off mattress pads at thelibertyman.com. My toll-free hour line for your Energy Cleaner, your mattress pad. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. That toll-free hour line is 800-592-9543. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. At the moment, we have with us Jeff Nyquist. His website is jrnyquist.blog. One or two excellent articles written every week. His books are sold at Amazon. Jeff, before we get back to Pat's question, how can people subscribe to your website, please?
There's a PayPal button below every article or video.
Outstanding.
Can support the site, yes.
And Pat, let's. You need to summarize your question. You're kind of wandering on us here, my dear.
Yeah, I'm sorry. there was a lock. There was a case called the New York Times versus the CIA that underscored that a president cannot do it all by himself, declassify things, that it has to be with designated officials and people that knew he was doing it. But the main thing they were worried about at the time was the national security with all the nuclear radiation. You know, like they couldn't allow us to anybody to be talking about the bomb during World War II, or you know. And so when you look at that, you look at the atomic radiation thing. It all has to do with military reactors, all, you know, technical stuff. It doesn't have to do with, we're going to declassify any information from a country that has an atomic bomb that wants to take us over. Does that make any sense?
It doesn't make any sense to me. Jeff, do you make sense of her question or comment?
No, I'm not sure what Pat, you're asking about atomic bombs being given to other countries.
No, the American Bar Association has admitted that the president does have that authority to declassify things that have to do with national security.
Yes, he does. I think what the Democrats are arguing right now is that he never went through that process. And the thing is, they gave Bill Clinton a pass on this years ago when he didn't do anything official. They just said, well, he has the ability to do it. So whatever he took home, he declassified, you know, but they're not giving Trump that. They're not interpreting the law that way. You know, a lot of legal things are how you interpret it, you know. So I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know. But you know, how they're going to treat Trump, I don't think that they're going to treat him fair. I don't think they have treated him fairly. And they basically look at Biden has been caught red-handed taking bribes. And even a senator, was it a senator that recorded him and his son secretly? Did I hear that right? And so you've got evidence and testimony from serious people, but the Justice Department will not look at it.
Okay.
Well, maybe that's what this will be, and that's why it's really the communists who killed Kennedy, and they don't want that known, and it's communists behind this whole thing right here.
Yeah, I believe it is, yes.
Okay.
Pat, I do believe that, yes.
Okay, Pat, thank you for your call. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Call number is 512-248-8252. Steve Bannon has not joined us yet, so Jeff and I will continue. The culture war has become quite bizarre and in our face, hasn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, it's pretty bizarre, and it is in your face. It's in our faces, yeah.
Yeah, I was reading about a law school professor who, a tenured law school professor, 22-year man, got fired because he resisted this diversity, equity, inclusion thing, which is racist in and of itself. And he didn't think that was right. So they had security officers escort him from a class he was teaching right there while the class was being teaching to escort him off to campus. That's pretty bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe not so bizarre. I mean, if you know how campuses are these days.
Well, that's right. They've become something else where a invited speaker gets shouted down by the students. It's become truly extraordinary and bizarre. And we got a 5-hour break coming up here momentarily. And we get back, we'll dive deeper into all these issues. Well, Jeff, here we go. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. I'll be speaking at the next Red Pill Expo event in Des Moines, Iowa, the second weekend of August. Details and tickets available at thelibertyman.com. And the Father's Day sale on energy cleaners is in effect right now until midnight, the 19th, $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. When you place your order, you pay full price. I do the sale price refund manually. You can place your order using PayPal at my website or go to my toll-free order line, 800-592-9543. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have with us Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His books are sold at Amazon. We're now joined by Steve Ben-Noon. His website is israelinewslive.org. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, John.
Good to have you with us. Jeff's had a lot of airtime, and he's got another hour with me tomorrow, so we're going to give you most of this next half hour with comments from Jeff as needed. So you want to comment on the Kennedy assassination, sir?
Absolutely. I was hearing a little bit about that where you guys were talking about it. And I probably am one of the few people that know a lot about this case here more intimately. And you know, and I know exact, and the only reason being is because when I was working with the government back in the 80s, one of the very key people that I worked with, who was actually my partner, was sent down to assassinate, one of the many that were sent to assassinate Castro, made it as his second lieutenant. I used to see the pictures of how, you know, their friendship, they were very close, things like that. But when President Kennedy pulled the plug on the Bay of Pigs invasion, plus he was going to, you know, scatter the agency into the four winds, things like that, my partner nearly got captured as a result of that. He did escape the island as a nun. I told him he was probably the ugliest nun that ever existed, but he managed to get off, but he had a bitter hatred. And of course he was an assassin for the government there. He'd done that. I hate to say it, but quite successfully. And the reason why I say I hate to say it is because I almost became a whistleblower on a lot of those issues. Won't go into so much that, but the Kennedy assassination was one of the things that one of my partners that I worked with back then as well, we've sat down quite a bit and talked about. In fact, there's a good friend of ours that I worked with that was on the Warren Commission who was there to help cover up, one of the many people on the Warren Commission to cover up the different people that were involved in that operation. It was very, very extensive operation. It was not a Russian operation. I will tell you that straight up. It was not. This was corporate interest. This was because Kennedy was trying to bring an end to the war, things like that. Those mega millionaires that make their, or billionaires, I guess, that make all their money, they could not afford to have Kennedy come in there and start changing status quo. And so therefore, that was one of the reasons that, you know, they decided to take him out. Well, just so happens that I worked with the guy that was considered to be one of, and there was, because there were multiple shooters, that was one of those trigger men. And in this particular incident there, if you recall, John, there was, I forget the name of the one agent that had died, that they always thought that he may have been the trigger man. On his deathbed, he actually made the statement. He said, "No, I was not." He said, "But the man that did do the fatal shot was a CIA operative that was sent to assassinate Castro." And we had, there's so much I can't really say at this point right now about it. But my point is I would like to stress that I think that Oliver Stone was probably closer on that when he did the movie JFK. That is actually very much, much closer to what the truth is in that story there. In fact, Oliver Stone had contacted the guy that I work with up there in Washington and really pressed him hard, thinking that he knew the information. And I remember we were talking about it privately one day, and he said, "Steve," he said, "you know more about that," he said, "than I do." He says, and he said, "Oliver Stone just always had it in his mind that I knew and that I was just holding out and wouldn't tell him anything." But I eventually I am going to take and probably say the whole story that I know on it. And in fact, I'm going to have a meeting. I won't call his name on this, but he is in his 80s. But I'm going to go meet with one of the last surviving members of the Warren Commission and not only talk with him, but he knew the partner that I had personally. They were very close friends as well. And I'm just curious to see if at this stage in life, if he's willing to say more of what he knows about it. But it was an inside job. That's really the main thing I wanted to comment on it.
Yeah, as a side note, a very dear friend of mine, another Special Forces trooper, he had a team in Cuba to assassinate Castro. He said he had men within arm's reach, at least one of his team, within arm's reach of Castro, but they never got the order to pull the trigger. We got some calls on hold here. Let's go to our first one, Dan in Washington. Morning, Dan.
Hey, this is Kyle in Montana. I think you got the wrong button.
Well, go ahead, Kyle.
Okay. Hey, Steve, I've got a kind of a three-part question here, and they're not related. When you say that you can't say certain things, I mean, Kennedy's been dead 60 some odd years. Why is it that you can't reveal what you know? And I'm actually looking for a short answer, and I'm not trying to, I'm totally not trying to disparage you in any way. I'm just curious as the reason.
Yeah. Really the short of that is there's a couple of factors behind it. There are some more pieces of this puzzle that I would like to have together beforehand. But secondly, is because there is still a very real fear of your life over that subject there, because sadly to say, a lot of the powers that be are still out there, and they don't want that story coming to light. And so it does make me nervous. I mean, we've already had our family got nearly taken out not long ago for a different reason. So I can only imagine if I go to start rubbing some issues like this in the Kennedy assassination, it's just a risk you got to weigh out whether or not you're willing to take those risks.
Okay, so this is a little bit not related to that, but in a sense it is. Steve, what is there that you can tell us that is more revealing than what everybody keeps talking about, the South Pole, Antarctica, and all of these things, and the military bases we keep hearing about, and Byrd, and I've done some research on this stuff, but I was, and John was just talking about all these military leaders that went, and heads of state that went down there, and the Pope went down there, and I'm wondering, what is there? Is there an alien-type presence that's for sure there that you can say for sure is there? Or what is the big deal? I mean, is it really controlled by some kind of a entity that's down there?
It is controlled by an entity, but what I can say, the reason why you had the Pope and Kirill, basically the Russian Pope down there, involved in this, is because the more that we have the ice melting off, the more things that we're discovering that's out there near the surface and its technology. There was the best that I have been told about this, and this is secondhand, of course, but very reliable information. There was a technology that we discovered down there, and in the process, we ended up going to blows with Russia over that technology on who was going to get it. We actually, and this has never been made public that I'm aware of, we did get into a confrontation with Russia over that. And so what ended up happening was the Vatican and Kirill got involved in trying to negotiate out a peace settlement. And this is one of the reasons why you've seen John Kerry go down at a time right there at elections, which seemed completely out of character. It was because it was them trying to settle this issue of what was happening. And as far as entities, inner Earth, that's an access area down there. Yes, there are multiple races from what I've been told that are down there. That's about the best I guess I could say on that in this short of time.
Okay. And then one last question. I've heard it advertised on GCN Republic that Einstein said that the medicine of the future would be the medicine of frequency. And I'm wondering, to your knowledge, has there, for this COVID clot shot, to your knowledge, has there been any study on using a particular frequency to destroy the spike protein?
To my knowledge on that, I'm not aware of, no. Whether or not there has or has not, I'm not really sure on that one.
Okay. That's okay, all I got, Carolyn, John. I'll let the other guy go.
Right.
Nope, that's
all
it.
Right. All right. And before we get to our next caller, Steve, the Germans established a base in Antarctica in the 1930s, New Schwabenland. Admiral Byrd went there. 1947, got his butt kicked. What knowledge, if any, do you have of the Germans still, the Third Reich, still being in existence and having a base in the Antarctic, if you have any knowledge on that?
A little bit I do. And Admiral Byrd actually went down there twice. And I don't know if that's actually known or not. Maybe it is. He went down the first time trying to get the there were entities there that he met with, allegedly it's the Venetians that were there. And he was trying to get them to hand over the Reich that was there stationed at that at the South Pole region there, not to help them out in any way. They refused to do it. Then he goes back down with the troops, so to speak, and we got our behind handed to us on the plate. Now, as far as being still down there, I can believe that they still are. I did hear that after Hitler went to South America, he was later invited to come and live there with them in the inner earth. And allegedly, and there again, this would probably be a third hand down. It comes from one of my main sources there. But, you know, for him, it was still, he told me it was secondhand information, but had it on pretty good authority there that Hitler eventually later did accept their offer and went down there. So with that being said, as far as I would know, there would still be, and just in conversations over the years, there was still a Reich presence down in that area as well.
Okay. Well, that conforms with what I know also. Our next caller looks like Dan in Washington. Morning, Dan.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Yeah, there's a show actually I'd like to promote. I just watched on Netflix called Ancient Apocalypse. But his theory is that, you know, about 12,000 years ago, the Ice Age ended really rapidly. And then sea levels went up like 400 feet. And that covered up a lot of these ancient civilizations. And there's a lot of proof to back it up. It's a pretty good series. Then there's another one called Land of the Lost, where Marshall, Will, and Holly went on a routine expedition to the center of the Earth. And I don't know if you guys have seen Land of the Lost, but anyway.
Okay, Dan.
Well, I was calling by a different guest about communism. You know, the BRICS system is, it really has more, if Germany would have won the war and you would have never had like the international bankers, you know, the IMF, all these global institutions. So I think what China and Russia are doing right now is more like, it's not communism. The BRICS system is not what communism teaches. So as far as this international communist conspiracy, I just don't see it. You know, like to say Putin is secretly doing this communist plot. If so, the BRICS system is not part of that, would you say? Or what do you guys think about the BRICS system?
Well, we'll turn over the question to Jeff. Jeff, are the communists running the BRICS alliance?
Well, it was thought of by a KGB general named Primakov when he was foreign minister of Russia. He went to India. He went to New Delhi and proposed it. And it was originally to be an alliance between Russia, China, India, and Brazil. Brazil was then controlled by Lula da Silva, who is famously started the Sao Paulo Forum with Fidel Castro. He's a communist, actually. And of course, they brought South Africa in it. It's run by the ANC, which is a front for the Communist South African Communist Party. So they were trying to integrate these countries into it to create an alternate economic system to buttress any future probably sanctions against Russia or China when they went in their next expansionist phase, like Russia's doing now.
Okay.
But that wouldn't be communism. Like if you had each country controlling its own money, that's not what communism was about, you know? So I just feel like it's inaccurate. You can't call it communism if it's not what
communism was about. I didn't say the BRIC alliance was communist. I didn't say it was communist. The BRIC alliance was put together by Russia and China. India is not a communist country. But look, the communist movement is largely made up of non-communists. They're manipulated by the communists. And the communists use it to get power and to get control of more countries and companies and agendas. So you have to be able to see how the movement operates and how it's worked since the Bolshevik Revolution to understand it.
Okay. Dan, you got a great answer. We appreciate the call. We have a break. We're not going to take any more calls. After the break, we'll have Steve give his summary for this day and week, and we'll wrap it up with Jeff giving his summary after we get through this last break. Here is the last break. We'll be right back.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Let's get our summary from Steve, and we'll wrap it up with Jeff giving a summary. Go ahead, Steve.
Absolutely. Yes, in closing, I'd like to agree with Jeff on this issue about the BRICS. It is communism inspired 100%. But you have to go in behind and look what's in behind communism, what's in behind Putin, what's in behind Xi Jinping of China to see, because it's even Putin is now calling for a new world order, just something that everybody said he was fighting against. So don't be blinded, you know, by the fact that, Putin may look like he's the savior of the Eastern Ukrainians, but they've actually been pitted against one another. And, for a different purpose altogether. It's the same thing with this BRICS. It's going to be a new monetary system, but they are going to try to bring a globalist communist regime as a result of it.
All right. Thank you for that summary, Steve. Jeff, your summary, please, sir. You're on mute there, Jeff.
Yeah, it's important to understand that communism and the clandestine allies of communism, they always use this theme. Communism in the Communist Manifesto, Karl Marx and Engels said, all history hitherto is the history of class warfare. And class warfare is you're poor or not rich because some other rich person controls everything and he's rigged the game against you. And so it's all the conspiracy is the rich people conspiring against the poor people. That's a basic communist concept. And so whenever you hear this, you have to be very wary of what you're hearing, because it's a form of demagoguery to appeal to people who are disappointed in their lives, to appeal to envy, to appeal. It's a form of demagoguery. And Thomas Sowell pointed out, it's the whole theory behind communism is not only false, but if you look country by country, the countries that have the most billionaires and millionaires, the poor live at a higher standard of living. In fact, the poor are mostly middle class in by world standards. And the countries where the poor are most miserable are where there are not very many millionaires or billionaires, or where the billionaires are just agents of the government, as in Russia and China. So we have to be careful when we hear these themes that are trying to appeal to us about the rich versus the poor. The real conflict in the world is the communist using this kind of rhetoric to win over people on the left and the right to end up getting control of the whole world and establishing a dictatorship, because for them, it's all about getting power.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Jeff, thank you. Steve, thank you. We'll have you, Steve, back next week, and Jeff will be talking tomorrow morning. That's it for today. Medical supplies, energy cleaning, essential oils, thank you. Now, while you can, your firearms and ammunition, never ever give your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county, Crawford County, Missouri, the large, beautiful state of Missouri I get to live in, the even larger, beautiful state of Texas. And Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.